This is the System Development Corporation in California. It's considered to be the world's first computer software company. And it was here in 1963 that two computer scientists first formally wrote down one of the most iconic sorting algorithms of all time. It's called bubble sort. And here's an example of bubble sort in action, sorting blocks instead of numbers. It gets its name because with each round of the algorithm, the largest unsorted object bubbles to the top. Like all our algorithms so far, there's method in the madness. To see how this algorithm works, we're going to use it to sort 8 objects. Now, the bubble sort algorithm says to consider the objects in pairs and swap them over if they're in the wrong order. So we're going to start at this end here and work our way to the top. So I consider these two, they're in the wrong order, so I swap them over. Consider the next pair, they're in the right order, so I leave them as they are. Consider this pair, they're in the wrong order, so I swap them. And we just continue doing this. Now the bubble sort algorithm says to go back to the beginning and repeat the process over and over again until the objects are in order. The algorithm stops when there are no pairs to swap round. So the bubble sort algorithm has successfully done its job. I've now got the objects perfectly ordered according to ascending height. Bubble sort is elegantly simple and straightforward. But if the scale of the sorting task is huge, say organizing vast swathes of data, then there might be better sorting algorithms for the job. This is John von Neumann, the scientific genius who helped pioneer the modern computer, game theory, the atomic bomb, and, as it turns out, invented a sorting algorithm. He devised it to work on this, one of the world's earliest electronic computers, which he'd helped design. The algorithm is called merge sort. The merge sort algorithm works on a principle of divide and conquer. And it consists of two parts. The first bit is the dividing part. This involves splitting everything into smaller groups. And now comes the conquering bit. The groups are now merged back together. But as I merge the two groups, I compare the sizes of the objects one pair at a time, so that the merged group becomes sorted. Now, the merge sort algorithm might look rather similar to the bubble sort, but where it comes into its own is that with a larger number of objects, it's much, much faster. So let's see how merge sort compares in speed to bubble sort. It's time for a battle of the algorithms. Here we've got bubble sort on the bottom and merge sort on the top, and we've got them sorting 1,000 objects. Now, although they'll both produce the same end result, you can already see merge sort is getting there much faster. And this difference in performance gets more pronounced the more objects they're asked to sort.
What is the most efficient way to sort a million 32-bit integers?
Well,
I think the
bubble sort would be the wrong way to go.
Come on, who told him this?